Final Examination. A. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. My brother, Eddie, often plays the violin on Sunday morning.
2. Mary usually works on the computer in the evening.
3. Tom didn't know where to park the car, so he had to ask the way.
4. Don't play football in the street, children. It's dangerous.
5. There was a fire last night. It took the firemen 2 hours to put out the fire. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. How do you go to work every day, Betty?
I used to go to work on foot, but now I often take a bus.
Question. How does Betty go to work now? 2. What time is it now?
It's nearly 10 o'clock.
Oh, the train is leaving for Beijing in 5 minutes.
Question. When is the train leaving for Beijing? 3. What's on the notice board? I can't see it clearly.
It says, it is going to rain this afternoon, and the temperature will go down.
Thanks.
Question. What are they talking about? 4. I'm sorry. I'm late.
This is the third time this week. Why are you always late?
My car was stolen, and I had to take a bus. There was heavy traffic on the road.
I see.
Question. How many times has the man been late this week? 5. Jane, I'm going to visit our grandma. Would you like to go with me?
I'm afraid I can't, David. Mark is going to take me to the Science Museum.
Question. Who's going to the Science Museum?
6. What's wrong with you, my dear? You look so pale.
I feel sick, and I have a headache. Maybe I can't go to school today.
Go back to your bed, and I will phone your teacher.
Question. Who might the two speakers be? 7. How is your trip in Japan?
I enjoyed it very much, but I'm not used to the food there.
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Last Sunday, Tom went shopping by bike. He went to a shop, put his bike nearby, and went in. When he came out of it, his bike was stolen by someone. He was very sorry. Some days later, a policeman phoned him. Tom, we found your bike a few days ago. It will be sent to your home soon. Tom was quite happy to hear the news. Thank you very much. He answered on the phone. Your bike's number is 655684, isn't it? The policeman asked. What? Tom's heart went down. Last Sunday, Tom went shopping by bike. He went to a shop, put his bike nearby, and went in. When he came out of it, his bike was stolen by someone. He was very sorry. Some days later, a policeman phoned him. Tom, we found your bike a few days ago. It will be sent to your home soon. Tom was quite happy to hear the news. Thank you very much, he answered on the phone. Your bike's number is 655684, isn't it? The policeman asked. What? Tom's heart went down. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容。每空格限填一词。Bob and Jim once worked in the same factory. One day, Bob lent Jim $10. But then, Jim left the factory and went to work in another town without giving back the money. Bob didn't see Jim for a year. And at that time, he knew from another friend that Jim was in another town and staying at a hotel. So he went there to see him late in the evening. When he got to Jim's room, he saw his shoes near the door. Well, he must be in, he thought, and knocked at the door. There was no answer. He knocked again and said, I know you are in, Jim. Your shoes are out here. I've gone out in my boots, answered Jim. Bob and Jim once worked in the same factory. One day, Bob lent Jim $10. But then, Jim left the factory and went to work in another town without giving back the money. Bob didn't see Jim for a year. And at that time, he knew from another friend that Jim was in another town and staying at a hotel. So he went there to see him late in the evening. When he got to Jim's room, he saw his shoes near the door. Well, he must be in, he thought, and knocked at the door. There was no answer. He knocked again and said, I know you are in, Jim. Your shoes are out here. I've gone out in my boots, answered Jim.